We are learning Masechtas Megillah, Daf Hey Amud Aleph, and we're beginning the top line of Daf Hey Amud Aleph. Omar Rav, Megillah Bizmano Koren Oisa Afilo B'Yachid. When you read Megillah Bizmano, which means either on Yudalid for a city that has no wall, or on Tezvav Adar when there is a wall, then Koren Oisa Afilo B'Yachid. Then even a Yachid, which means you don't need a minion, can lay the Megillah. Shalei Bizmano Ba'asara. You're laying Shalei Bizmano, you need 10 people in order to lay in the Megillah. And Rashi explains the reason that Bid Yochid, since every single Yochid has to lay Megillah today, because that's his man, so there's Pirsim Anais. Masha'enke and Shloi Bizmana, since it's only the small cities that are reading in Shloi Bizmana, I mean the Makdimim, they're going earlier to Yud Aleph, Yud Bezi Gimel, so therefore there's no Pirsim Anais. You need a minion to make a bigger Pesumanisa, to advertise it more. That's what is the difference between Zmana and Shloi Bizmana. Rav Asi Yama, Bein Bizmana, Bein Shloi Bizmana, Ba Asara. Either way, it has to be with a minion. And Rashi learns that it's a mitzvah l'chaza ha'asara. This dinner of Asi saying that even bizmana, which means on the 14th day of Adar, the 15th day of Adar, that you need to do a b'minyan, that's because of Pesumi Nisa, but it's not ma'akiv, it's a mitzvah. But if you don't have a minyan, then you could do it even b'yachid. That's the halacha, you can even do it b'yachid. And the shail is, ishloi bizmana ba'asara, if that's ma'akiv and that's m'chlekes v'shainim. Some learn up Rashi holds dear, it's also only a mitzvah, and some say, no, dear, Shloi Bizmana, it's ma'akev to have asara. But in either case, Rav Asi holds that it's a mitzvah Bizmana to have asara, and Rav holds no lechatchila could do Bizmana without a minion. So Ava Uvda, there's a story, which was on the day of Purim, Bechoshle Rav, Lahod Rav Asi, and Rav was choshish for Rav Asi, and he gathered a minion, made sure to have a minion for his Megillah. Because he wanted to be choshish for that, and we pass in Lahalocha Taka, like Rav Asi, that l'chatchila you should look for a minion, you should look for a minion ba'asara, even bizmana, but b'di'eved, you yoy tzim without a minion. Zok to Gemara Vayta, miyam Rav Hochi, heck you say that Rav holds that shaloi bizmana needs a minion. We said Rav holds bizmana, you don't need a minion, but shaloi bizmana, even Rav agrees you need a minion, and some hold that's ma'akiv. Miyam Rav Hochi, v'am Rav Yudah b'rei d'Rav Shmuel b'ashilas, m'shmei d'Rav, Purim, Shechalis v'Shabbos. If Purim, Yudal, 14th day of Adar, lands up on Shabbos, Halacha is, he says, Erev Shabbos Manom. The Zman is Erev Shabbos. The Gemara is a kasha that Lashon from Rav. Erev Shabbos Manom? Is it Erev Shabbos Manom or Shabbos Manom? The real Zman is Shabbos, you're just pushing it off. But Shabbos Manom, Allah, Hachkama, this is what he means, Rav means by saying Erev Shabbos Manom. He means to say that Shaloi Bizmanom. Kizmanam, mazmanam afil yachid, just like zman is in the yachid, af shloi bizmanam afil yachid. It means to say, Erev Shabbos manam is, that Erev Shabbos is like zmanam, and you could do it without a minion. So what do you see? You see that you could do it by yachid, even shloi bizmanam. So Gemara answers, no, it's not a raya. That's not what he means. Loyal, in your mikra megillah by asara, of course you need asara for megillah shloi bizmanam. Ela mai, Erev Shabbos is manam. What does it mean, Erev Shabbos manam? He's trying to tell you that it's Erev Shabbos. You push it off, you push off the Erev Shabbos. Lafuki with the Rebbe, not like Rebbe, who's like our Mishnah actually, the Amahil Nitchu Yaris Mekhaimam, since you push the Yaris out of its place, Yitchu Yemaknisa, you push it to Thursday. So how come Ashlon? So Rav is telling us, no, Erev Shabbos manam, the time to read the Megillah is Erev Shabbos. And that's what it means, Erev Shabbos manam. It doesn't mean anything about Asara. Now, our Gemara has a Kasha, because Gemara says that if Allah would be is that the Erev Shabbos was the same thing as Man, so you see that Shaloi Bizmanam, you could do Vayachid also in Firah. That was Moraz Kasha. And Lachaira, the Pnei Yeshua asked, that, what's the Raya? The whole time that Rav was said that Shaloi Bizmanam is Asara was only because it was only certain places had it, so it wasn't enough Pesumanis. So therefore, we needed Asara. But here, if it lands on Shabbos, everyone's doing it the day before. So Lachaira, you have Pesumanis. So there, everyone should agree it's b'yachid. That's not a kasha on Rav. Rav is only saying by the kfarim, which is makdimim. So the Pnei Yeshua answers because once you made halacha that shloi bizmana is asara, it should have been here also. Any shloi bizmana should have been asara. Ad kan hagemara. And like we said, we pass it in Shulchan Aruch l'maisa that you should dafka do with a minyan. But l'maisa, if you don't, you are yoytzak. Read the lashon Shulchan Aruch top page tzaddik. Sif Yudches, it says Megillah b'yadalad uvetesvav tzorech lachzorach asar. You gotta look for a minion. B'mi'ev sheba asara kornes v'yochid. And the Ramah says yesh shtapik imnoshim mitzdarfes la'asara. It's a suffix. And that's what it says. And the Mishmur brings down the famous Mishmur that besides the din asara, the Mishmur says if you have a shul, 100 people in your house, mitzvah leilek l'sham shemroiv amhatzmelach. Famous is Ruf Shem Magen Avram, that if someone has a big minion in his house, 100 people, he's still mechuyev to go to the shul. It's a mitzvah to go to the shul. Rather, that's the right word, mitzvah to go to the shul, because roiv am hadras melech. Zokta. Right, because the shul is more personal. When people are in the house, it's still a private setting. You go to the shul, and just walking into the shul, that's a bigger... Right, I'm telling you, the reason is because it's a private setting. So from the outside, you can't tell 100 people there. Even if you see 100 people, you think it's a party. You don't have it's a shul. Here, everyone knows going to shul for the Megillah. Everyone knows it's Pirsim Anais. And that's the halacha brought down in the Magen Avraham and the Mishmarua. They're supposed to go to shul to daven on Purim. Zokta Mishnah Vayta. Ezu hi hir, ezu hi ir gedayla. We already learned the first Mishnah that the Yaris Gedayla is delaying Megillah of Ismanai always. The Kfarim get a special dispensation, and they could do it sometimes. The Yom HaKnisa, if Yom HaKnisa comes earlier, they could go there earlier. So what's Ir Gedayla? What's Ir Katana? So we mentioned this in the Gemara before. Now this is the Mishnah. Ezu Ir Gedayla Kol Sheyesh Ba'asara Batlanim. Any city that has 10 people in this marriage all the time, which means they're always learning and davening there, so they're always around for a minyan. So that makes them a big city. Pachis Mikan, less than that, Tereza Kfar. Then it's considered a small city, and they have the right to be Makdim. Mishnah goes further and says, Ba'elu Amru, by these things that we just mentioned, by Megillah, Makdimim V'leim Achrim. By the Kfarim, the halacha is you Makdimim, you read Megillah earlier, but you don't go later. Aval, Zman Atzikahanim V'ha'om Degaris, which means the carbon Eitzim that we learned about in Masechtas Tainis, that certain days families brought Eitzim. So let's say that lands up on Shabbos. Do you push it off to Friday, or you push it ahead to Sunday? And Tisha B'Av, what about Tisha B'Av, fast? If it lands up on Shabbos, do you push it back or frontwards? Or towards Sunday? And Rashi speaks out, not only Tisha B'Av, Rashi speaks out, Hu Adin Yudzayim B'Tamiz V'Asara B'Teves, Rashi says, also, you would push to after Shabbos. So this Rashi is not like the Avudraham, who the Bezeis brings down, holds that if a Sarah B'Tev landed on Shabbos, it would be Deicha Shabbos. Hakaparim, the Tisha B'Av, Chagiga, the carbon Chagiga also lands on Shabbos, you push it to the next day. V'Hakel, Hakel is, once every 7 years, the Melech came to the Beis HaMikdash and read the whole Mishnah Torah, that also, if it lands on Shabbos, push it off to the next day. Usually, as a Matzah is Sukkos, we lay in Hakel. But if it's Shabbos, you'll push it off one day. Ma'achrim v'lo makdimin. You're ma'achrim, but you're not makdimin. And the Gemara will say why these things. You're ma'achrim v'lo makdimin. Avapi zokta mishtavaita. Avapi shom makdimin. You're not gares of ma'achrim. Avapi shomru makdimin. Even though we said by the kfarim, back to the kfarim on Purim. Even though we said makdimin to your aleph or your base or your gimel, the halach is mutarim behesped of a tainus umatanos avyanim. The halach is that on that day, let's say you went ahead on Yud Aleph, you read the Megillah. Even though you read the Megillah that day, it's Mutav Hesped Atayim that day. It's not the same level. The Sud is not that day, so it's not a Yomtiv like Purim itself. Usually Megillah that day. So first of all, the Halach is Mutav Hesped Atayim. Number two, Matanos Avinim. It's Mutav Matanos Avinim, which means the Eladik of Matanos Avinim that day. And this is a little bit Kasha on the Gemara before that Dalam Abay sound like it was a Chiv to give Matanos Avinim that day. A neem shel aniyim nesuyos that you're supposed to give it. You have to give it that day. Here it's mashma that you could give it yaitza that day. And the Cheshek Shloima points this out. It's a little bit of a aura. Like upon him, we're saying even though we're pushing Purim ahead, then Purim is in Yud Aleph or Yud Beis. You're reading Megillah, but still not mamash Purim. It's mutar b'hesped v'tainus. Om Rav Yehuda, this whole din that we makdim in the kvarim, they could do it earlier. Is emesai makom shenachras v'shen v'chamishi. Only if they're a type of city, they go in Monday and Thursday to the big city. But in a makam where they don't come in, then you only carry it on Yud Dalet and not on Yud Aleph or Yud Beis or Yud Gimel, because anyway you're not gaining anything because they don't come into the big city anyway on Monday and Thursday. The whole point was that we're acting like a knisa because they're coming in anyway, but if they don't come in anyway, you're not gaining anything. Therefore, if they don't come in anyway on Monday and Thursday, we're not acting like a knisa. So let's think about it. Why now explain our Mishnah? The first line of the Mishnah said, what's called the Ir Gedayla? It has a Sarah Batlanim. What does a Sarah Batlanim mean? Tana. Asara batlanim shebeisik neses. Don't think it means batlanim, people do nothing. No, they are in the basic neses. And Rashi says that baltu for malacha and the nezayinim shel tzibur, and in order that they should be able to be around for tefillah and they sit and learn the whole day in the basic medrash. The Mishnah said further, be'ilu omru makdimin v'loim achrim. By these, it says makdimin v'loim achrim, which means by Megillah. Masha enkein. Zman, Karban Eitzim, and Tisha B'Av, and Chagiga and Hakel, those things are Ma'achrim, we push to after Shabbos, not before. So Gemara says, why? My time. Amar Abba Mashmuel, Amar Kra, the reason why by Purim, we do it on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis Gimel, not on Tezayin, not on the 16th and 17th day, because there's an apostle, Amar Kra, V'lo Yavar, you shouldn't pass. Once you mentioned Rav Abba Mashmuel, I want to say some two Zaytik Adrashas from Rav Abba Mashmuel. How do you know when someone says a year, for example, Rashi says the case is by Nedarim, someone says they make an edda for a year, so do you count 365 days or do you count 12 months? So he brings it right from a pasuk. How do you know you don't count days for a year, which means you don't count the days of a year, which is 365 days of the solar year? How do you know you don't do that? You count months for the year. You don't count days for the year. And Rabban the Kasri, Rabbi Abam, a similar thing, also got in there. When you count a month, you don't count 29 and a half days. The moon, the cycle of the moon is 29 and a half days. So maybe when you say a month, you mean 29 and a half days. No, you don't mean that. You don't count hours. It's days. You count days, which means either it's 29-day months or 30-day month, but it's no half days. You don't count hours for Chadashim. And also, the Gavin Adarim Rashi says, so it means by years you count months, and by month you count days, not hours. Actually, the aura here that we didn't find anywhere is that Lachari usually by Nedarim, Holach Achaloshim Ne'odam. The Lachari is by Nedarim, make an edder. You say a year, whatever people call a year is a year. So why is Mara dashing from Psukim? We go by Loshim Ne'odam. We didn't find this cash anywhere. If someone finds it, please let me know. What people call, whatever the people call a year is a year. That's why when it comes to Nedarim, we go Loshim Ne'odam.
Whatever
that place, that makam calls that. You know, if that makam they call a cow a key, and they say I'm not going to eat from a key, so it doesn't mean a key from a keychain. It means a key from a cow. You know, that's the example. It's lashem neodam. That's the goes with lashem neodam. Yeah. Zokti more vayta. It says vayta in the Mishnah that these four other things: zman atzikanim, tishavav, chagigan hakel, dema achrim lemakdimin. If someone lands on Shabbos, he pushes it to Sunday. More explains why. Tishavav aktumei pranis lemakadmi. Tishavav, we're not makdim pranis. Tishavav is not a good day. We don't try to get it earlier. We try to push it off as late as possible. Right. What? You let it fast on Friday. We had some days on Friday last year. You could have fast on Friday. Yeah, of course. If God never lands up on a Friday. Never lands up on Friday. If we land on Friday, you could fast on Friday. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Yeah, we had a Mishnah before in Tainis that you're remembering. It says you shouldn't be mashlim. We don't pass like that. It's like, yeah, Sarvatev. So we don't pass because we don't mashlim. But you definitely have the fast Tisha B'Av on Friday. Yeah. So the reason is because Akhtumi Pranis Lamek Academy. I was learning some of this Gemara. He's tining. What do you mean? Maybe Mashiach will come. So maybe that's why you shouldn't do it earlier. Could we ask what the Gemara means, really? Akhtumi Pranis Lamek Academy. Who knows? Maybe next day Mashiach will come. Chagiga v'hakel, why don't you push that off earlier? Teretz is poshim. The kadli matas van chayavayu. The chiyav is starts on Yom Tov, or hakel starts by matzah first day. So you can't do it earlier. It's not the zman chayav. It's not man chayavayu yet, and therefore you do it for afterwards, not before. Tana, we learned in a brisa a cryptic words, and the words are chagiga v'chol zman chagiga ma'achrim. By the way, Bizman Atzikhanim, the Gemara doesn't give a reason for Zman Atzikhanim. The Gemara just goes straight to Tisha B'Av because Zman Atzikhanim also, it's not the Zman, and therefore you do it afterwards.
We do also
the Tekken Zman's topic. What? No, we learn from Psukim, it is. We learn from the Psukim that it is. We had two drashas, Kiyom HaShadachu or Zmanayim. Zog Gemara, Tanach, we have a cryptic words in this Braisa. Tanach, Chagiga, Bechol Zman, Chagiga, Ma'achrim. Those are the words, Chagiga, and all Zman, Chagiga, Ma'achrim. What does that mean? So Mar says like this, Bishlam Chagiga, we understand what it means. Chagiga is Ma'achrim, what does that mean? Bishlam Chagiga, the Mikla B'Shabsa, if the first day of Sukkot or the first day of Pesach lands up on Shabbos, Ma'achrin Elo L'Basa Shabbos, you bring the Chagiga after Shabbos. Elo, Zman Chagiga, Ma'hi, what does it mean? Chagiga V'chol Zman Chagiga Ma'achrim, what does that mean? I'll tell you what it means. Talk to Kama. Chagiga v'Shabbos, which is the first thing, and the Chol Zman Chagiga means like this. Va'olus Ria, afil v'yomtiv, Zman Chagiga u'ma'achrim. That means that when you go up to the Oyla Regal for Yomtiv, you have to bring two kabanas, a Chagiga and a Olus Ria. The Chagiga is actually a Shlomim,
And you have to be shami simcha also. But upon him, you bring a chagiga and an oilus riyah. So the halacha is that the oilus riyah is when you bring the oilus riyah, the same time as the chagiga. So as the machloik is b'shami b'shila, if you're allowed to bring an oilus riyah on Shabbos. According to b'shila, it says you're allowed to bring an oilus riyah on Shabbos because that's the zman. Oilus riyah on Yom Tov, rather. Oilus riyah on Yom Tov, not on Shabbos. Shabbos, you can't bring it. Oilus riyah on Yom Tov. So according to b'shila, you're allowed to bring oilus riyah on Yom Tov. Why? Because that's the zman. But according to Beis Shammai, you can bring Eilus Riyah Yontif because you can't eat it. And it says, Lechem V'loi L'Shamayim. Lechem has to be for you to eat and not for L'Shamayim for Eilim. So Akaponim, it says over in the Braisa, Chagigo V'Cholzman Chagigim Achrim, which means Chagigo Lent of Shabbos Machrim. And V'Cholzman Chagigim means in the time when I'm allowed to bring Chagigo, which is Yontif, I push off Machrim to Eilus Riyah. Hachkam, Chagigim V'Shabbos, V'Eilus Riyah, Philip Yontif, Zman Chagigo, Hu Machrim, I push it off. Money, who is like Beis Shammai? The time I went to the Mishnah in Masechet Beya, Beis Shammai Omer Mvi'in Shlomo V'Yomtiv. Glad to bring a Shlomo V'Yomtiv. That means a Shammai Simcha or Chagiga that you eat. Ve'ein Soimichem Aleim. That you don't. I mean, you don't do Smicha, because according to Beis Shammai, holds that Smicha is we ever hold Smicha as a Shvus because you're Mishtamish with the Behema, and he holds that you could do the Smicha before Yomtiv. Therefore, you can't do it on Yomtiv. So he allows you to bring a Shlomo, but you can't do Smicha. Avaloi Oilus. The Shlomo here means a Shalmei Chiyav, means Shalmei Simcha or a Shalmei Chagiga. But Avaloi Oilus. But you can't bring Oilus, even Oilus Riyah. That's what Shalmei says. When we still Oimer Mvim Shlomo and Va'oilus, V'Shalmei Chaleim. He argues on 2 points. First of all, he says you can bring Oilus Riyah, on Yontif. And second of all, you can do Smicha. So this Bryce that says, Ma'achrim, which means on Yontif, Ma'achrim, Oilus Riyah, after Yontif, that's going according to V'Shalmei, not according to V'Shalmei. That's pshat number one in this cryptic price. It says chagiga v'chozman chagiga ma'achrim means chagiga, and the oilus riyah that lands up on yontif yima'achrim. Rav Amar different pshat. Chagiga and chozman chagiga means like this. Chagiga chozman chagiga ma'achrim tefeiloi. Come and tell us that you push off chagiga until after Shabbos. V'chozman chagiga ma'achrim, you can be ma'achrim for the whole week of yontif also. But more than that, no. The Tanai, look at the Mishnah. Mishloi Chagag B'Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag. Someone didn't bring the Chagig on the first day of Yom Tov. Chagig V'Hel Kol Rel Kula. He could bring it the whole entire week of Yom Tov. The Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag. Even the last day of Yom Tov as well, he could bring the Karmel Chagig on. Which means even Shmina Atzeres. Ova Regev Loi Chag. If he passed the Yom Tov and didn't bring the Chagig, in a Chayav Achrusa, he's not Chayav, he can't bring it anymore. So Pshat the Brice like this. Chagig V'Chol Zman Chagig Ma'achrim, you can bring it the entire week. That's Pshat number two in the Brice. Rav Ashi is pshat number 3. Rav Ashi Omar Chagiga v'chol zman chagiga ma'achrim v'afilu atzeres t'chad yoyim ma'achrim, teaching us that Chagiga you push off the land on Shabbos. But that we understand on Sukkot and Pesach where you have a whole week of Yontif, so big deal, push it off, it's next day is Yontif also. Masha'inkin Shavuos, you would think that there, since the only day of Yontif is one day, maybe you have to bring the Chagiga that day in for land on Shabbos because you have no other day to bring it. That teaches us no chagiga v'chol zman chagiga every yontif chagiga ma'achrim even Shavuos.
Are you not supposed to pass over mitzvah?
What?
Are you not supposed to pass over mitzvah or push off?
Yeah, but not when it's Shabbos. You're not allowed to bring the chagiga. You can't have no choice. You can't bring it. Every on mitzvah, you have two mitzvahs in front of you. Don't push off. You don't pass one to go to the next one. But here, you're middle of Shabbos yontif. If you can't bring it, whatever if you be Shabbos, the elsewhere you can't bring it. So Rav Ashi Yom Chagiga v'chol zman chagiga ma'achrim v'afilu atzeres t'chad yoyim ma'achrim. Even if it's Shavuos one day. You push it off. And even though it's not Yontif after Shavuos, the Tanan, Moedim, talking about Machlokes there regarding Shavuos, says, Moedim, Shemchal Atzeres, Liyos B'Shabbos, everyone agrees that Shavuos lands on Shabbos, Shiyoyim Tavayach Achas Shabbos, that when you bring the Chagigas after Shabbos, both B'Sham and B'Shil agree to that. Akaponim, that's what Fi Rav Ashi, that's what the Brice is telling us, that Chol's Machig, even Shavuos, Ma'akrim, you push it off to after Shavuos, and you don't bring it on Shavuos, even though you only have one day. So we have 3 Pshatim in the Brice of Chagiga, of Chol's Machig, Ma'akrim.